Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, it's just me at the top of the show to one, thank you for downloading and listening to this episode, and two, to say that I'm doing a whole bunch of shows. Let's start with the shows in Adelaide that are happening December 10, December 11. December 10 is the stand-up show at the Rhino Room. The next day at 3 o'clock, December 11, I'm doing the podcast. First time I'm bringing the podcast to Adelaide, so that'll be heaps of fun. Go to joshua.com.au for tickets. Hey, I'm doing some shows at Comedy Republic here in Melbourne as well, so the postponed birthday show is happening December 17 at Comedy Republic. It's all sold out, so don't forget, if you bought tickets way back for June, it's happening. Make sure you come along. Also, if you've got kids aged between 4 and 8, I'm going to say, and you're in Melbourne, I'm doing my kids show Humankind at Comedy Republic as part of their Replay Festival, Jan 22, 3 o'clock. So that'll be really lovely. And Brisbane, I'm coming up May 14. I know it's ages away, but tickets are close to selling out. So make sure you get a ticket to the podcast at the Brisbane Comedy Festival, May 14, 5 o'clock at the Brisbane Powerhouse. For all these tickets, go to joshua.com.au/gigs. It'll take you right there. Hey, thanks everyone for being Patreon subscribers as well. You guys are the absolute best. If you'd like to be a Patreon subscriber, help me keep the podcast chugging along. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. Over 80 episodes of Top 5, a whole bunch of Patreon-only Don't You Know Who I Am's as well are up there. And after the 300, that'll be the only place you can listen to new episodes of Don't You Know Who I Am. They'll be up there one episode a month, new ones. That's enough for me. Enjoy this episode, episode 281, with Alexi Toliopoulos, Tim Batt, Emma Holland, and first-timer, Lena Moon. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and you may hear in the background a bunch of kids because my kids are having a bit of a play date with two other kids and they're so, so loud. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a West Australian roadside assistance coordinator. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Tim Batt, everyone.
Hello. Hey. I didn't know that. That's a new fact for me.
It is a new one. And so, yeah, what's the roadside assistance called? What's the letters?
What, in New Zealand?
RAC.
I think it's the AA everywhere, man.
No, it's not. It's RACV here.
Why?
Is it? Because it's got Victoria in it.
Yeah.
Well, not where I'm located. A different state from you.
What is it in New South Wales, Alexi?
I don't know. I don't know how to drive.
Oh.
Classic mark of a comedian.
I thought it was just lucky you're with Amy.
No, that's a different one. The RAC is a different one.
Is right. NRMA it? Is that NRMA?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Okay. National Roadside Maintenance
Everyone should
assistance?
Just AA, Automotive Assistance.
It's but that's Alcoholics
easy.
Anonymous.
Yeah, that's going to get confusing, yes. Tim.
We've got a big drinking problem in this country, Tim. I don't know if you're familiar with the stereotype of Australians.
We don't have alcohol here in New Zealand, so I don't know what kind of problems.
Once you get it, you are, it's delicious. It's so good.
It's awesome. It makes me do cool things that I would otherwise be inhibited from doing normally.
Sick. Sounds great. I'm going to get on it.
Hey, also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with a senior mountain leader of a UK charity, Mind Over Mountains, training people in mountain climbing. Can you please welcome, it's Emma Holland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mountain
That's
climber.
Good for her.
I don't know what the charity, Mind Over Mountains is like. Is it just volunteering mountain climbing? Because they say it's a charity.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, when people get to near the top of Everest and they're like, you can either turn back now and survive or keep going and maybe die. I feel like maybe that's her vibe.
Oh, you reckon that's just in the mind?
Yeah, I reckon it's just like overcome the fear of death to get
just
to the peaks.
Weak-willed people who are like, hypothermia is not real.
Yeah.
Hey, our next guest is a first-timer to the podcast. She shares her name with a Baltimore physician liaison. Can you please welcome, it's Lena Moon.
Ah, thank you. There are a few other Lena Moons you could have gone with, and I was nervous.
Which one did you think I was going to say?
One of them has a, let's say, a specialist content page for people who are fans of her.
Ah. Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
Another one sells crystals.
Okay.
Hey, Lena, has the first one of those people caused any issues for you with mistaken identity and people like DMing or whatever?
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm disappointing. I'm a huge disappointment.
Don't say that at the outset of the year.
No, yeah, I thought the low self-esteem would come later. Yeah.
No, never. Hit it hot and hard.
Hey, and finally is a man who, when you type his name into Google, the related searches are Alexi Toliopoulos Guardian, Alexi Toliopoulos at YouTube, and Aaron Chen. Can you please welcome Alexi Toliopoulos?
Wow, and I can, for the record, say I am my own guardian now. I just got my custodianship back.
Oh, nice. The free Alexi movement really worked for you.
Yeah, lots of people looking out for me, wanting me to get control of my own life again.
There was a few, like, it's been a couple of days now since Britney's got her conservatorship back, or... yeah, well, got it dropped. I was really waiting for some more Instagram videos, but she's been on good behaviour.
I just feel like that one doco about it was sort of like so centred around the people talking about her instead of Britney. There was like one doco where they were like making themselves really the centre of the entire experience. And I was like, this is an interesting angle.
It doesn't sound like the millennials that I know and love.
Yeah. All right. Our first game today is called Social Me Media. I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off. No, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on. Here we go. I think it's weird we hold our friends' babies knowing where they once were.
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
Is that an Emma?
No, that is Lena Moon there. Lena gets a point.
Yes.
Understandable confusion, though. We're both women.
Yes.
That's it. That's actually the way my brain worked for 3 seconds today.
I almost picked myself. I was like, I just had a... well, I didn't have the baby, but I've got a new baby.
Yeah.
It sounds like something I would think about at the moment.
It's only like 2 months old, right? Your baby?
Was that, sorry, Josh?
Your baby's only like 2 months old?
You got it. Nailed
real fresh.
It.
Well,
real fresher.
I don't want to think about where they were 2 months ago, frankly.
I've got a pretty hot wife. You can think about it if you want. It's not awful.
Well, Tim, permission for me to think about it as well.
Alexi, you've got your own destiny of your own life now. I've gotten rid of this conservatorship. I say, have at it.
Wow, okay.
Your mind is your kingdom.
You have permission to shine. Here's the thing. So babies, like, this is a cool thing about, because my brother just had a baby 2 days ago, he and his partner. And
congratulations.
So we've been talking with my kids about babies and all the kind of cool things they do. But just before they're born, because they shed all their hair, and then they eat that hair for nutrients.
What?
Yeah.
What the heck?
That might, I'm like super hairy now, and I also was a big baby, and I feel like that's why.
I was going to say, were you prem? Because you didn't go through that little bit of shedding, you just came out with all the hair on you.
I must have eaten it, like heaps of it.
Yeah.
Just come out as like queen of the nursery and just like... just
and that's
this
why
beast kid, yeah.
It's why their first poo, the meconium that comes out, it's really black, which you would have experienced, Tim.
Are you sit there? I feel like you're making this up. That's from here.
Well, it's from all the nutrients from
good
the hair.
Lord, Josh, can I ask? When you say they eat the hair, do you mean like it's absorbed by them, or do they like start plucking and picking?
They gobble it up. It's in the water, and they just
the fluid.
Nature wants us to eat hair, and now we're complaining about it when it's in a little soup. We get mad at the.
Also,
what's going on in this crazy world?
While we're talking. poo, I, because my kids got their play date, one of the boys.
What do you mean while we're talking? You're talking.
You brought it up, brother.
Well, maybe it's in the air because one of the boys who.
It's in the air?
Not, yeah, not my kid.
No, no,
went
no,
to the
no.
toilet and did the stinkiest shit I've ever. Like, it was. It's just, and you can't. You can't say, hey, who was that?
Because yeah.
Get him on, Josh. Let's chat to him.
Give him a high five.
What are you eating, mate? All right, question two. There is nothing spookier than an ex-Marine, and there is no ex-Marine spookier than Adam Driver.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Curveball. I'm going to say that was Lena again.
No, that was Emma. That was a point there for Emma.
Wow, I understand the confusion. Both women.
Blammo, got him.
This was an Instagram post with you with a carved out pumpkin.
Yeah, I'm like freakishly good at carving pumpkins. Whoa. And by freakishly good, I mean like a bit better than the average person. And so I carved Adam Driver this year because I thought it was quite spooky to carve a Marine.
Yeah, he is a spooky person.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, spooky man. Also, yeah, Josh, I was going to ask how you did this because I don't have a Twitter or like
but
Facebook, so.
You're very descriptive on Insta, so.
I love words.
Yeah.
The amount of dread I felt when I saw you follow me on Twitter, I was like, I'm in for it. Because I use Twitter like a notes app that gives me a little bit of feedback. Like I'm never fully forming an idea. It's and the dread of the having to face up to what I've done in that dark corner of the internet.
Oh, I love it. All right, question.
What about if neighbor's kid who comes around and takes the stinkiest shit in your bathroom? Is this anything? Is this a premise? Is this funny?
Let's ask Twitter.
Question three. They should teach how Rotten Tomatoes works in high schools.
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Alexi.
It is Alexi, yes.
Movie yes, man.
Yeah, hey.
The movies himself.
We've got a couple of film buffs on the show today. Tim. Works in the like the field of movies.
No, I can't. No, listen. Let's get one thing straight. Film buff, I am none. I spend as much time as Alexi watching movies, but the number of movies is severely reduced.
But you got some film posters there behind you, Tim.
I've got some comedy posters.
Oh, sorry, they look so professional. Yeah, you could have fooled me.
They look like real movies.
Wow.
Well, this is actually the terrible start of an anecdote to have this behind me in my Zoom shot. But this one here is from a live show that Guy and I did this year to determine who was the best host of our podcast that's been going for 8 years, and he beat me.
Wow. That's brutal stuff.
Yeah, that's... it sucked.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck Guy, you rock.
I agree, Alexa.
You rock. Guy stink like that kid's shit that's running through the air right now.
That's right.
I don't want to be that kid in 10 years listening to this podcast.
I won't say his name.
Well, they're going to know because they know what they did.
Yeah. Oh, and they did it. All right, question four. I went to the 12 Apostles with my friends and all I got was this stupid boner.
Lena?
Yes, Lena.
Was that Tim?
No, that was Emma there. A point there for Emma.
Was that with a photo accompaniment of the apostles?
No, it was with a photo accompaniment of the boner. Alexi, grow up.
Okay, instant follow.
12 Apostles, very overrated.
Are you kidding me, Josh? No, they're stunning.
In what regard? Like having... 12 people follow you around, hanging on you everywhere? Or those specific guys, or what?
No. In Victoria, on the Great Ocean Road, you come to a stop and there's some rock formations that are coming out of the water. A few of them have fallen down now. There's only like 8 left, I think. Mm. But
7.5.
7, there you go.
Yeah. I've missed a regional reference here, haven't I, guys?
That was the angle for my guest, Tim, because I had assumed some kind of Australian tourist sort of musing.
Lena, it's actually possible to be a tourist in your own city. And it's actually really good for the industry.
Don't
as well.
Lie, Emma. Oh. Don't lie, Emma.
Sorry, I didn't know I had Hamish Blake on the podcast. This is great. yeah, but look. The whole road, the whole Great Ocean Road is pretty impressive. That's just like, all right, it's fine.
Have you been down to the like actual beach of it?
Yeah, like, I have.
I think that's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
Wow.
And just to zoom out for a second, what's everyone's take on literally having 12 apostles follow you around?
Yeah. Boring!
Is that, that's overrated as well?
I think it's exciting. They're all writing different versions of your story. I like that.
They love it. They all sit on the same side of the table with you. It's great.
Doesn't one of them kills you?
No,
I don't know.
Sells you out, but only at the end.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't read it.
Spoiler.
In the last temptation of Christ, they actually get along pretty well at the end. They patch everything up. So that's the version I go with.
That's good.
Question 5. Watch the 6 o'clock news. Broke. Get stoned and go on a bike ride. Woke.
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Tim.
You are correct. Another point there for Emma.
That was a good game. We just haven't had a Tim one yet. Sorry.
There was just playing the numbers. Process of elimination.
Yeah.
I did that as well. That was in a... you know, one of these tweets you hear about where the person doesn't follow through. This wasn't in vain. I went for a big old bike ride. It was sick.
How many kilometers are we talking?
Like 6. Because I found out, you guys have got Lime, eh?
We got those Lime bikes.
Now we do, thankfully.
So we've got did they get outlawed or something?
No, they bought the other one that we had.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Australian business fell. A collapse on Australian business happened.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. But I found out, because we've all been locked in our houses in Auckland for 3 months now, and online for $12 a day, you can get access to any bike or scooter you want for the whole day. You can use all of them. So I figured this out only recently.
All of them, like at once, like if you were to build an army or something.
Yeah, you could. You could get on like a foot on each. I mean, 2's probably the max, realistically. So I was trying to conceive of how you would add up.
I reckon 4.
I don't know how. 4.
Yeah.
Great bike ride, though. Highly recommend both weed and bicycles.
Wow.
Okay. All right, next question. Is it cheating if your man goes to a concert and gets extremely pissed on by the lead singer of the band?
Lena.
Yes, Lena.
Was that Alexi?
It was Alexi, yeah. Point there for Lena.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with this news story currently.
Yeah.
Brass against. This guy got whizzed on. It looked like he was getting freaking waterboarded. Dick Cheney would have been extremely proud in this moment seeing this.
I sometimes moonlight, and I do it right now at TV's The Project, and I have to pick the stories that we kind of do jokes off the back of, and I pitch this one. And got shot down in the meeting going, people are eating dinner. They don't want to hear about someone getting pissed on at a gig. And I'm like, I think
that's the funniest thing that's happened in 2 weeks anywhere on earth.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was pronounced the project.
That said, I did find out about the Dave Matthews Band Chicago River incident recently, which is, if you haven't looked that up, they emptied their... tour bus septic tank onto a Chicago boat tour.
And it was going underneath the bridge, right?
Yeah, and of all the people that you want it to be Dave Matthews.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it cost him like $300,000 in legal fees.
Good heavens.
And so that, you know, if you wanted another good, you know, piss story...
God, if only that guy was underneath that bridge at that moment, he'd be loving it. Yeah.
Has anyone seen the Woodstock 99 documentary?
No.
I've only seen the clip of the umbilical brothers having one of the most historic bombs in history.
Well, Dave Matthews is in that documentary for one little scene, and I'd never heard him speak. And this is the only, I never want to hear him say another word, because this is the sentence he goes, there sure are a lot of titties here today.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks. I'm pretty sure he only exists for frat boys.
Yeah. All right, next question. I reckon I can tell if someone is trying to court a prospective lover based on their Instagram story posting frequency and content.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Emma.
No, that is Lena. Point there for Lena.
Hell.
So, yeah, that was a...
Don't make me say it.
That's another example of the old notes app with feedback. It is a thought. It sure is a thought.
Lena, I like that you're speaking from your heart.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I definitely can tell, but I also was once told by a psychic that I'm like a little bit psychic, so it might be that.
Oh, so you have an intuition. Yeah.
Pronounced psycho.
A little bit.
You're right. Sorry, Emma, I heard what I wanted to hear.
So... are you a story poster or just the main feed poster normally?
Any attention. Any attention I can get, yeah. So any and all. And I like the story post because this is it. This is where the theory is. You can tell who's watched the stories, right?
Yeah.
So the intensity of the how frequently they're posting and the content they're posting, friends out there doing things, looking hot but casual, you know, all the right markers for, you know, a lover to be interested, I think. Wow. I wouldn't know.
All the criteria one needs to find a mate.
Yes.
Friendship, nice clothes.
Good habits.
Yeah.
Good, happy drinks. A cool landscape.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and everything's in the right place on your face.
Question.
That's the idea.
8. Everyone's life looks good on Instagram because it's hard to photograph depression.
Oh. Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Tim.
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Emma.
Man, I forgot that I tweeted there. This is, I shouldn't say this, but I was like, that's funny.
Yeah. A little bit of a theme with the last two.
That is, I was trying to look at who was smiling the biggest to compensate.
All right. Question 9. Sometimes when I'm feeling too big for my boots, I like to surround myself with the grandeur of nature. It's important to remember that while I might be feeling big, there are plants whose leaves are bigger. Grateful for the humbling world we live in.
Alexi. Tim.
I heard Tim first.
Wow. Oh, shit. Okay, well, then I will say Emma.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Tim.
Thank God.
I don't know, was that like an essay that you...
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. It was fun to read out.
In front of a large tree, the photo of you, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, it was in front of a big plant I found in a cafe.
Wow.
It was it a Monstera? Those things get big.
I think it was a Monstera.
One of these things?
Mm.
Yeah, I know what a Monstera is, Josh. I've been to school.
I was saying it to Tim. I don't know if they have these in New Zealand.
So like a specific Monstera class, Emma? That's not a thing. It's just a Melbourne thing. Every single girl who lives in Melbourne has a Monstera.
Thank you.
That's the rule. Yeah. And
we
Josh.
Were talking about how pretty Josh's hair was before we started recording, so it's true.
All right, question 10, our last one for this round. Why do all evil rich men look like they tried to eat money and it made them sick?
Emma.
Tim?
Yes, Emma.
Alexi.
No, that was Lena.
Damn it. I was also on a streak.
You can't pin down my brand because it's so chaotic.
Which businessinsider.com article had you read to elicit that tweet, Lena?
Was it Rupert Murdoch?
I think I was feeling exceptionally angry about him, and it might have actually been from watching the Britney conservatorship doco because there were the guys that take over her business, her dad, and... Yeah, that's where that came from. And it's amazing that I remember that because I have like really bad ADHD and never remember anything. So that's a deep memory.
Except for Britney facts. All right, at the end of the first round, the scores are Alexi, 1 point.
Wow.
Tim, 1 point. Lena, 4 points. Also on 4 points, it's Emma.
Oh, shit.
Girls doing Alexi, it for themselves.
Yeah. I thought we were doing okay.
Emma, just watch out. I will cut you. If
Lena, don't let the men turn us against each other. Don't let it happen.
I'll do anything for attention.
This rant is called 9 to 5, What a Way to Make a Living. Now, we've all had jobs. Some of them are great, some of them not so great. In this rant, we're talking about a job that Lena had working on a shiny floor TV show. Now, Lena was working as a production assistant, but what job did she have to do that she honestly believes was not really needed? Was it A, the host used to complain that the cue cards were too hard to keep in order on the desk? So during recording, Lena would crouch under the desk he was sitting at and then pass in the cards as the rounds progressed. She wanted to be seen, though, by the studio audience, so she had to make sure she was the first person in the studio and then had to wait to the audience before she could leave.
Whoa.
B. The director was complaining of a door being too loud when it closed and they needed a human to catch it and silently shut it. Lena's job for the majority of the day was to be a human doorstop, even though she is convinced the door was silent and they were just looking for a way to give her some work. Or C, the host's child would come onto set and need someone to chaperone her. The girl was 14 and just sat in the dressing room on her phone, but Lena had to keep her company. The girl hated Lena, and Lena is positive the girl once snuck a photo of Lena and sent it to whoever she was texting. Now, one of these is true. Bear in mind, Lena wants you to get this wrong, so she'll be answering them all as if they already happened. The floor is out open for questions. Ask away.
Come Lena. At me. Yes, Tim.
What's the name of the 14-year-old?
I can't tell you that.
First name.
What if they hear? What if they listen to the podcast? Okay.
They don't listen to the podcast, Lena.
Okay. Her name was Bella. Look.
Bella Denya.
We're going to call her Denya. We're going to call her Bella Denya. Look, you know that thing where you go to film school? I don't know if it's relatable.
I actually went to film school, so I'm relating very much.
So far, so good, Alexi. Yeah. And when you're there, they tell you that it's an honor and a privilege to work in the industry, and you internalize that.
Yes, actually for lesson one, they say that.
Yes, that's like an entire semester. And
entire semester, they ingrain that into you.
Yeah, and then that means that you get jobs as a production assistant, and when people ask you to do anything, you don't even blink,
mm-hmm.
and you're there. But then you get put in these situations where, this kid was, taking my photo and I felt like I couldn't say anything because their parents, it was, wow. Yeah.
What were you doing to engage this 14-year-old?
Well, nothing. I mean, you do the occasional, so what's your favourite day?
Okay, and what day was it? Saturday, Monday?
Do you really think I got an answer, Alexi?
She said TGIF, baby.
Yeah. It was the Sabbath.
Whose kid was she? You don't have to be specific with names, but who in the production?
Well, so it was the host. It was one of the people on the panel. So there was
the talent.
The talent. So there was two panels of people, and there was four. I think I don't remember, but it was one of their kids. And
what TV show was this?
I think it did one season. It was a music show. It wasn't Speak of Space.
I mean, one season of a music show is pretty good. I reckon that's a good effort.
Yeah, there's two panels of people, perhaps with a host in between them.
That does sound a lot like Speaks and Specs, but it wasn't Speaks and Specs.
Was this Rock Wiz?
It was not Rock Wiz.
Okay. Was it the big music quiz?
No.
Okay.
There can't be that many Australian shows left.
I don't know if I'm supposed
I don't think the show, knowing the show, is going to help you at all.
No, I don't think it is either. I
don't think we're playing the game at this point. I think we've gotten sidetracked and now deeply curious about this show.
I mean, the thing is, it had enough to have enough people around for me to be doing mm-hmm. this job, right? It was one of those sorts of jobs.
Lena, do you consider yourself a physically flexible person?
Yes, Emma, I do. In almost every single way.
Okay. So you'd be able to crouch beneath a table and not get a little bit sore?
Yes, I would. And I would in a heartbeat, Emma. If you asked me to, I would do that for you.
It sounds like overcompensation.
Especially if you're paying me the daily rate of a production assistant, I would do that. Yeah. Wow.
Which
and
is?
The host, when you're passing the cards to the host, what's their style? Are they completely professional? Are they oh, this is a little strange. There's this small woman sitting next to me down here. Or are they just this is part of the showbiz, honey, and I'm used to this because I'm super.
Alexi. It's crazy. You got it in one just then. That was an amazing impression. The second part of that was this is showbiz, baby. And just throwing cards underneath the table. That is exactly how that went. So congratulations to you, really.
Can I get a
on
point,
that one.
Josh?
No points. Unless Lena wants to open up her own podcast in the middle of this one to give points out.
I thought I knew what the correct answer was to this at the start, and I have not been swayed whatsoever by anything you've said.
Okay,
still remain steadfastly in one camp. Can I sort of hoist my flag, cast my colours to the wall? I don't know if either of those would say.
Does anyone have any more questions?
I got a question about the door situation. Where was the door? What door was this?
Where was the door?
Explain the door.
So it was in the space.
Great.
It was thank God you're here. That to come through the door.
Yeah, it was a prop door. No, it was a sound a soundstage, and the door was the one of the soundstage doors. And what hurts the most about that is that they're built to close themselves.
But why were people coming in and out of it during the record?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to ask the production manager or the studio manager.
I am asking the production manager.
You're asking the production assistant that. But yeah, I can give you that email if you want to follow up on.
Yeah, how long do we have to answer this?
Yeah, can we submit it later?
All right, let's lock some answers in. All right, Tim, what do you think?
No doubt in my mind, the door is the real thing.
Okay, Emma,
always has been.
I reckon it's the kid.
You reckon the kid?
Yeah.
And Alexi.
I have worked as a production assistant many times on many similarly probably bad shows, and I would say that the first option and the third option, the ones ring closest to my experience, so I would say it is also the child minding.
The child minding. The correct answer was the door, so Tim gets
God
a point.
It. I'm going to cut points. My head off tonight.
How'd you know, Tim? You were so confident.
I was so sure as well. I don't know. I had one season of my own TV show, and I like remember these big ass doors, and everything just made sense to me in my head that there would be some person who was stupidly relegated to arming a door that is perfectly silent anyway.
That was my issue with it the whole time, Tim. Yeah. It was like, I could do anything. And the other part was like, one time I just didn't open it for someone because I was so sick of being the doorstop, and then I got in trouble because I wasn't opening the door.
I can see the door in my head. It's a big door, right? Like it's a huge,
like
heavy door on a good
two
hinge.
Two soundstage doors, But they are specifically designed to shut themselves silently, so there's no issue. So, it was a real, because the third one about, like, the girl hating me, I was like, I'm desperate enough.
The girl is Lena. This is a weird.
I thought that would be that, and then so because I felt like the door thing was because they hated me, but I think that's just 21-year-old in my head thing. But
a little peek behind the curtain of how I wrote that one was at the gym I go to. There was some teenagers in there the other night, and I'm sure they weren't meant to be in there. And there were two girls just kind of sitting around, and there was a guy in the gym making a lot of noise, like too much noise. But he had his headphones on. He didn't realize he was making that much noise.
And he was groaning and stuff.
Yeah, perhaps. I swear they were taking photos of him or filming him do it and laughing. And I was like,
that's awesome.
That's going
that's
on someone's TikTok.
That's awesome. Only a guy you don't even know. That's actually awesome.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores. Alexi, you're still on 1 point. Tim, you're now on 2 points. Emma, you're on 4 points. But in the lead now on 6 points, it's Lena.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a few messages. We'll come back after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back. Yeah. Isn't that? It's like that.
That's movie magic, Josh.
Yeah.
It is. Crap. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If it's true, you say yeah. If it's a lie, you'll say nah. A point if you get it right, a point to the person that the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you can ask them as many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want your point. So, to Lena. Now, Emma once broke up with a man on the first day of Movember. When she broke it to him, he very genuinely asked her if it was because of the mustache. Yeah or nah?
Oh.
You can ask her quick questions.
Damn. I thought I knew your dating history, Emma. I thought I'd be able to do this.
I'm full of surprises.
So how long had you been dating this person?
Oh, not very long. Maybe like 2-3 months.
Okay. And what was it about the mustache you didn't like?
Well, I hadn't seen it. I went over to his house to break up with him and he opened the door and just had a mustache.
Okay.
Sure you didn't break up with his evil twin?
He's out there somewhere still thinking we're in a relationship. She'll come back one day.
Oh, so why were you going to, break up with him in the first place then?
Oh, it just wasn't right. He wasn't for me. I was too independent. I had things to do.
You're a woman.
I had things on.
That doesn't seem believable. this is really tough. I don't think
Lena,
Emma did that.
You are incorrect. That was a true story. Emma really did break up with him, and then he said, oh, is it my moustache?
Ice cold, Emma.
And he tried to frame it as he was joking, but, like, I knew there was some sincerity behind it.
But wouldn't it have been the first day? He wouldn't have had a moustache by then.
I was going to say.
So he had a full beard, and then he shaved his beard off. And so when he opened the door, he just had this moustache.
For just the month. This is stolen valor.
Yeah, that's why I dumped him. I wasn't going to have any of that.
Because I was going to say, it'd be so rough to break up with a dude for their, like, day one start, or, like, be use that as a reason, just like, it's because of...
Especially if you're doing it for men's health.
Someone needs to check in on him as well, I would say. Hopefully there's another fellow with a moustache around the corner.
Yeah. Like a little set of Mario Bros hanging out together, helping each other out.
But I do understand. I had my first moustache, you know, not too long ago, the last year or so. Mm-hmm. And that first few weeks, it's a very sensitive time. I was thinking about it all the time. There was one time where it was like during the first lockdown last year, and I had a job interview over Zoom, and as soon as the camera turned on, I realized I had a moustache, and I just bombed the interview because I couldn't stop thinking, like, do they think I'm a moustache guy? I'm not a moustache guy yet.
I've never had a moustache. I did have a goatee for about a month.
Ooh. Oh, Josh.
Hey,
moustache, just a goatee.
The moustache, it was the rounded. It was during
like Lennon.
Friends. It was during the Matthew Perry Friends goatee thing.
I was going to ask if it was during
the
first.
And that's what makes it okay.
Well, this is my thing. I think this is proof that Brad Pitt is so handsome that he has been rocking a goatee for the last 20 years and people still think he's handsome.
No, it's because he has blonde hair and it just blends in. I didn't even notice.
Oh, okay. That's my.
So you got to dye that goatee blonde. That's what you got to do.
Bleach it.
I know we're not in a question, but can I ask Alexia a question?
Yeah, go for it.
At what point does a moustache guy become, like, how long do you have to be adorning the facial hair before you become
a
moustachioed man?
I think it's a great question. I think if you buy a product to enhance your moustache, that is a huge lifestyle change you've committed to at that point.
Yeah.
Then it's a personality trait, not just a facial feature.
It's part of your essence at that point. If you're, like, putting some wax in it, you're curling it, you're styling it, that's, you've committed to something.
See, my dad was a moustache dad for like 20 years. Wow. And then one day we got home and he just didn't have a moustache. And it was so weird. And we couldn't get a reason out of him why he shaved it. Oh, I just felt like it.
That's like a huge red flag, isn't it? Like, a dad who's always had a moustache, all of a sudden being barefaced, you're like, Dad, do we need to worry about you?
My partner has, like, a full beard and, like, moustache combo, and he's had it the whole time we've been dating. I've never seen him without it. And recently he showed me a picture of what he looked like without the beard, and he straight up looks like a Civil War reenactor. It's crazy.
Some dudes look real messed up without their facial hair. Mm. It's like just you want to slap a beard on them. They just need it.
Yeah, they need the jawline.
My dad's a beard guy. And he always had like a big salt and pepper beard. And when I was like maybe 3 years old, he shaved it. I remember just seeing it and crying. couldn't look at him. I couldn't look at him for a few days. It was too scary.
And then you left him. You broke up with him.
Broke up with him. First day of November as well. So.
To Emma. Now, when Tim was in LA, he was being interviewed by a journalist where Tim was saying that New Zealanders, they don't care about fame or famous people. Just as he was saying this, a famous actor walked by the window and Tim got out of his seat to run after the actor for a photo. Yeah or nah?
I suppose the obvious first question is who is it, but I don't want to be that direct. So why were you next to a window?
always try to gravitate towards it. I mean, we were getting interviewed by a journalist, so I wanted a nice kind of natural light to have me in my best.
Oh, was it your decision to be near the window?
Yeah, I think we grabbed the table before they turned up, so yeah.
Oh, wait, you know, cafe?
Yeah.
What happens in cafes is good-looking people always get given the window seat. Tim got given the window seat.
This wasn't an upmarket cafe. I didn't get like escorted to a table. I just went and we sat down somewhere.
God, table. I went to a cafe the other day and they served me in the toilet and started bringing me food in there.
No, you were just in Melbourne.
They started bringing me food to the toilet.
That's just one of those beautiful laneway cafes, Alexi.
Cool Melbourne cafes, yeah.
They dropped a bagel in the toilet and said, yeah, have that, mate.
Fish it out. Fish it out, scum.
They said, don't go anywhere near the front. This is where you belong.
This would never happen if you kept the moustache.
Yeah.
No one would treat you this way.
Have you ever taken a photo with a celebrity like before that? Do you have a long history of taking photos with people?
Absolutely not. Like there might be a couple, but I've got like a long illustrious history of meeting quite famous people and I've got photos with none of them. Mm. I met Slash once. Don't have a photo of that.
Wow. What'd you say to him?
We don't believe you.
Well, I've got no way to prove it, so.
All right, who was the celeb? Answer now, yes. Quick.
Thank God, Emma.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Whoa.
I've got this theory about Kiefer Sutherland that I think if I was in a lift with him, I wouldn't know. Because I don't know. Like,
yeah, does that count as a celebrity?
Or is that... What are you talking about?
My God, yes. 24. One of the biggest shows on TV.
He's the most nondescript looking person. Wow. Sorry.
What was the vampire film he was in?
Lost Boys.
There you go. That's another big one.
Yes.
Oh, that was a real throwback.
Listen and to an episode of Total Reboot on it just recently, guys.
All right, plugs at the end, Lexi. Plugs at the end.
Was he also a bully in the Goonies?
I think Stand By Me.
Oh, that's... Yes, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
And of course, Dark City, filmed in Sydney.
I'm going to throw back to Emma if that's okay. Let's see further.
I've just got one more question. What was it about Kiefer's work that made you want to take a photo with him? Or were you doing it as a bit?
No, I wasn't doing it as a bit. It was very genuine. It was 24, you know. You've got to remember sort of...
The one thing we mentioned he was in just now. Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think, Emma?
He had me until he said it was Kiefer, so I'm going to say no. It's
Emma,
not true.
You are incorrect. It is true.
What?
He really did this.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry.
How did you know it was him?
Everything I said is true. Because he's like, sure, he might not be Brad Pitt, but he's super recognisable.
Yeah. Second generation
Hollywood royalty.
But what?
This was like... In 2000 and... When would this have been? Oh, shit. I don't know. Like 11, 12, something like that. This was, I think, Guy and my first trip over to LA to do a live episode of our podcast. And we were getting interviewed by someone, I can't remember, some entertainment reporter about it. And I was literally like mid-sentence just exalting the virtues of how New Zealanders leave celebrities alone. Celebrities love coming to NZ because everyone's like... just leaving them to it, no paparazzi, nothing like that. And like mid-sentence, Kiefer walks in, has a look around, and for whatever reason, walked out of the cafe and I chased him as fast as I could, but he was already in his car and off.
Wow.
And I didn't catch up
to him. It's like that drunk on LA thing though, isn't it? Like you could have seen, it could have been anyone, but you're in LA and there's a celeb. And
it could have been Guy Montgomery.
Honestly, Lena, I got to tell you, at that point in time, like I had watched, I think, every season of 24, and there's too many episodes of that show. Like, genuinely, I was a huge fan. I wouldn't have gone gaga for just anyone, but it was absolutely right man at the right time.
I don't know why I'm railing against Kiefer so bad. I'm so sorry.
He's not a great guy, to be honest. He's done a lot of pretty dastardly stuff. And I'll tell you who has been introduced to the wonders of alcohol.
I've just looked up a photo of him and I realised this entire conversation I was picturing Liev Schreiber, so this has gone very badly for me.
Liev, another one of the biggest and brightest stars in my opinion.
I think he's the one I've got the elevator theory about, which just proves it more.
Yeah. All right.
You've never seen Ray Donovan, Emma?
I don't know who that is. I don't know Mr. Donovan. I'm sorry.
It's his most famous character.
Is there a Mrs. Donovan?
Ray Donovan on the TV show Ray Donovan. I don't know. Maybe that character's married. I've actually never seen the show, but I know it exists.
All right, now to Tim. When Alexi was in high school, his sex education teacher was really into teaching sex education. So much so that when he was explaining dental dams and the correct use of them, he got one out and absolutely started going to town on it. Yeah or nah?
Alexi, teacher's name?
Will you bleep this out?
I'm going to retract that question. That's fair. It's fair. This is usually how I would try and catch someone in a lie, is by asking for a specific, but I realize on a podcast I'm just doxing green hunters. Alexi, how old were you when this happened?
This would have been year 8 or 9. So I guess 14.
What was the reaction of the class when this happened?
Awkward gasp followed by awkward laughter.
Yeah, that'd be right. And what was this teacher's MO? What was their vibe? Were they a trustworthy member of the school community, or were they a bit odd?
They were sports, PD, PE, like personal development and physical education teacher. So, you know what? I didn't have that much to do with them. That's not my bag. I don't like either of those things. So I didn't talk to them that much. It was probably one of the few teachers I was not a teacher's pet with. But yeah, he wore shorts every day. That's him. You saw his legs every single day.
So you said that this person was like a long, I think we've established it's a guy.
It's a fella. Right?
It's a male teacher.
He was teaching the fellas. The ladies were at another teacher was teaching them about the human body and it's all its wonder.
Was he a PE teacher of many years at the school?
He wasn't an old man. He would have been in his late 30s or early 40s, but he was at the school for a while.
Had his balls ever slipped out of his shorts?
No. He actually wore long shorts down to the freaking kneecap.
I'm on the fence. I'm going to say this is true.
You, Tim, are correct. This was a true story, yeah.
You
were asking questions like you had a specific person in mind.
I was trying to narrow it down like, yes, who? Of all the PE teachers I know in Australia.
Oh, I mean, also I could just imagine a PE teacher. It's not that. But it worked. It worked.
Also, like, because when I was taught sex education, they also did dental dams in it as well. Never come across one in my adult life.
Well, he actually had a handy tip. Because, you know, he was like, he showed us a dental dam, he picked it up, he goes, what you do, you get it out, you put it on, and he held it up, and he goes, and he just going like this, and he leant into it, so you saw his face coming through like Hollow Man or something, and you saw his tongue flicking, and everyone's like, oh my god, no, 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 and then he said then he held it up, and I remember this vividly now, like I forgot about this, and then it flicked back into my head like a week ago, and it just stuck there. I don't know how to get rid of it. And then he wagged it. He's like, these things are pretty hard to find. So what you can do if you don't have one of these nearby is you can get a condom. Every fella should have a condom on them. You get the condom and he unraveled the condom. And he got to put a scissor inside the condom and sliced it down the middle. And he goes, so now you've got it. He pulls it out into a square and then did the movement again. And he's holding it up and putting his face into it and licking it.
It's a good bit, except for the fact that now there's a whole bunch of 13-year-old boys who have got entirely the wrong idea about how to prevent pregnancy.
Yeah. And also this class, you know how like you're meant to put, like they're in, it's a classic thing to put the condom on top of the banana?
Yeah.
Because a banana is shaped phallically like a dick. Yeah. They had this thing at my school where it had a plastic banana, and he was like, he got the banana, held it, and then he pulled the sheath off the banana and it was a dick underneath.
Yeah, squirty man banana. You can put water in
what?
Them. We had the same thing. I was just about to bring this up. It was like a water gun, but yes. it was a sheathed dick in a plastic banana, and you would unsheathe it and then they would show you.
Was it a
sex toy or was it just a water pistol that happened to look like a penis?
No, they were like,
it's like education tool and also like for hens nights, I think.
Yeah, I think cross purposes, yeah. The big two.
Because it's always, I was amazed by when, because we had the same thing. It's like, why not just make it a dick to begin with?
Yeah.
Do you need a banana?
You get a gag. You get a free gag.
Okay. Ours was also like, it had been in the school for generations. Like, it was like not a fresh one. So everyone kind of had a story about it. It was just a little bit rough around the edges. Yeah.
Sex toys / Merit Away.
Oh, no.
In my school, they brown had enough banana. For every kid. We paired up and
we
paired up, which I guess is a bit more erotic to be two boys putting a condom on a fake penis.
Ours, we had one, and everyone had to stand up and have a turn in front of everyone.
It was like an hour of every kid going,
and then passing it to the next kid.
What? So you all had your own condom, or was it the one condom being rolled on, rolled up, roll on, roll up?
Josh, you're right. I should have been more specific. We all had our own individual condoms, and there was one squirty man banana, and... And we had to actually have an audience. It was horrifying, horrifying stuff.
All right. So a point there to Tim got the point. Now to Alexi. Now Lena once was in a meeting at work where she was insisting to her bosses that she should be given more responsibilities as she is amazing at multitasking. After the meeting, they all walked out to see the office kitchen was flooded because Lena forgot to turn the tap off while she was going to wash the dishes before the meeting was called. Yeah or nah?
Wow, okay. Do you always wash the dishes at work?
I've been known to, for sure, yep.
So this is your responsibility?
Yeah, you know, well, everyone chips in everyone the office.
Okay. What dishwashing liquid do you use in this situation?
I think it was Morning Fresh.
Okay, that's an official brand.
Maybe, yeah.
And that is a real office brand as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That green smell.
Yeah.
We love that green smell. We love that neon green squirty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use a dish wand or a sponge?
Oh. I think wand. Yeah. I think wand.
This is fake, dude. This is absolutely fake. I would know. I know whatever. Every place I've ever washed a dish, I remember what I was using to do it.
So you gotta say nah?
I'm saying absolutely heck nah.
You are incorrect. This is true.
Oh, Lena.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Lena.
It was so bad.
The same place as the door?
No, this was a different, it was another like job. I was, as aforementioned, ADHD, but didn't know I had it at the time. And it often means that I forget things.
Oh, God.
And yeah, I left the tap on and I went in to have a conversation with my boss and like one of the other people working in the office, and we're just chatting about how I was like really ready to kind of step up as a writer and like become kind of more involved in the kind of script part. I was like so excited, and everyone was like, and then we turned and they said, "Why is the floor wet?" And I realized I had flooded not only the kitchen, but it had leaked under the wall and flooded the entire office. And the water, the cupboard was squishy, right? And you'd step on it, and I was like, I'll deal with it. And just don't tell anyone, I'll deal with it. And so I stayed there. I couldn't find anything. I found some towels. I kind of like pulled the water out. And, and also the other thing was it was hot water, so I went to pull the plug out and I couldn't get the plug out because it was so upsetting. And so I found out later you can get things from the supermarket that suck water out of carpet. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I found a hairdryer and I sat at the office until like midnight hairdrying the floor.
Oh, my God.
Evaporation method.
And they kept me on. I thought...
I don't know. There's something... Because I'm assuming you were about, like, what, 23?
Oh, I wish. I was like, it was only, I'm now 30. It was 3 years ago. It was
27.
I know, Emma. I kid you not, the conversation we were having in the other room was just about how ready I am for more responsibility.
I love that everyone was interpreting your undiagnosed ADHD is like, this chick's onto it. Yeah, like, she's got many irons on the fire.
She's so good at doing so many things, mostly because I would start doing them in response to the other things.
Lena, I got to ask, was the problem solved or did it continue on after this?
Do you mean the ADHD?
No, actually, that's not what I mean. I'm much more sensitive than that to insinuate something like that. No, but did the carpet stink or like, were you like scot-free? You figured that you were fine.
I had to fess up to like my main boss the next day because there was still a like a mildly wet patch. And again, no one knew about why I didn't know. I was telling my friend about this later on. He was like, you know, the move is these things from the supermarket. And I was like, well, I didn't know that because there was a big wet patch. And we got a like a fan and just pointed it at the ground and hoped for the best. Anyway, look, I did. What you gonna do? I don't know. I did it. I did what I could. Wow. And I did not get more responsibility.
But you got a point in the game here, Lena. Yes, and that's all that matters. At the end of that round,
my favorite part was you trying to derive a moral of that story.
You know what? At the end of the day, so much happens. And that's the story of everything.
All right, the scores are Alexi, you're on 1 point. Tim, you're on 4 points. Emma, you're on 5 points, but extending your lead on 7 points. It's Lena.
God, Josh, is there any hope for me? I would love to win.
We have 10 questions, Alexi. Okay. You can get them all right.
Clean sweep Alexi is what they call it.
So this round is called Who. In this round, I'm going to read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get right, a point off if you get wrong. Only round, you can lose points. So here we go. Question one. Who believes they have been to the KFC Crusher Bar more than anyone else in their country?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Tim.
No, that is Alexi, a point off Emma.
You said country, like in their country. I assumed it was Tim who isn't in this country. Just semantics. Just don't worry about it.
But he's in their country. Alexi, I've never been into a KFC Crusher Bar.
Wow. Well, it was just part of the regular KFC, but it's where they used to call it the Crush Bar, where they would serve the Crushers, which was a milky drink. There was a Gay Time flavoured one, a Milky Way flavoured one.
So it was a milkshake?
Kind of. It was like a mixed up milk drink, I guess. But it was called a Crusher.
There's a conspiracy because those are advertised all the time in New Zealand, and I've never seen one in the wild.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, I was one of the only guys that drank them. They actually weren't that cold. That's the thing that was probably turned people off.
Sounds awful. And Tim, a warm milkshake with like chocolate bar bits in it.
That's also why I guess Tim, because I've never heard of it. I assumed it was just a New Zealand thing.
No, it's Aussie as they come, mate. It's Aussie as they come, this Crusher Bar.
Hey, next.
Emma, your worldview is myopic, to say the least. You're the kind of person who walks into a room and you're like, everyone in the world has an accent but me.
You know what? I actually asked my mum when I was 6 why I was the only person in the world without an accent.
Question two. Who recently gave blood, fainted, and woke up discovering they'd pissed themselves?
Oh, Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
That's a Tim.
It is Tim, yes.
Oh, Alexi. No.
Yeah, I was like, that's a man that's pissed himself.
Very recently. I don't have the best memory in the world, but I'm pretty sure this is the only time I've pissed myself as an adult.
Wow, that's actually amazing.
That's actually really impressive, Tim. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Hey, Lena.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I went in and I hadn't given blood for like a year and a half because last time I went, I fainted.
You gave a little more this time, I guess.
I was a bit gun shy. I figured it was a one-off. I've done it before without incident, and I got in there and got on the table, all incident-free. It was great, smooth sailing. They start drawing the blood out. That's fine. I don't love needles, so I like looked away, but it got in there, no problem. I was all good. It was coming out, filling the bag. And then the chief nurse came and she was like, everything all good here? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm okay. I feel a little bit weird. And just as I got to the end of the sentence, I blacked out.
Jesus.
And then I came to and there were all these people just like above my face. And my wife's a doctor. I asked her about this and she's like, it actually sounds like you had a seizure. Because when I woke up, I like couldn't comprehend language. Like I didn't know what people were saying and I was trying to kind of communicate, but I didn't sort of know how words worked. It was only for a few seconds, but it's a real freaky feeling.
And also, Lena was there with a hairdryer drying the floor.
Yeah.
Lena had this fan pointed
Yeah,
over
you
man.
Know, next time, Tim, the move is to go to the supermarket and get one of those things that sucks stuff out of the carpet. Yeah.
A rug doctor. But I was like, oh man, I feel so sweaty. I can't believe I'm so, I just like, I feel so sweaty and damp. And then a few people cleared out, like there was four nurses over me and then they all went. I was like, man, those nurses are nice. Because they were all like, don't worry, happens all the time. Don't worry about it. I was like, I know, I'm not that embarrassed about fainting while giving blood. It's like not a big deal. And then I looked down, I was like, I have pissed myself. I'm not sweating. I've urinated.
Oh my Lord.
Because you rock in there so hydrated, you know, they tell you to drink so much water.
God, anyway, your balloon waiting to burst when they pump that needle into your
head. I really was.
Hey, question three. Who here was raised in a nice cult?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Lena.
Yes, she was. Put this Emma.
I think she's told me that before.
Yeah, it was nice.
Hey.
You want to know any more? It was nice.
It's called Northcote.
It was nice. Yeah. No, my mum has like a guru and his name's Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, and not the sitar player who taught the Beatles, but
George Harrison's mate.
Yeah. There's ashrams all over the world. They just do meditation and I'm pretty sure it's fine. We'll never know. We will never know. I'm not investigating it. We'll know when there's a doco.
Two docs on cults I've watched. So the Scientology one, which if you don't have high ambitions in that religion, it looks great from the doco. Like it's just like it's all about happiness, and then you get start paying. Oh no, this is weird. And then the other one, what was the other one? It was like
the wild country.
Yeah, wild country one.
Look, aesthetically and in the way that things are built, mine looked a lot like that one.
Yeah,
okay. Without the biohazard warfare.
Well, yes, because comedian Denise Scott, she lived in that. Not cult, whatever.
Was it the Bikram one?
No, it's a different one.
No, it's a different one. But, so that was Rajneesh, I think, was the wild country.
Yeah, and so Denise was, she moved in Darwin, they were living on like a commune, all of them, and then they got word that, all right, get rid of your mattresses. So they all got rid of their mattresses and everyone had bad backs, had to go buy mattresses again. And she said it was fine. They weren't like mass, like, holding on to weapons and stuff like that. She was just like, oh, it was fine. We were young.
Yeah, I'm like,
it was just a lot of mattress buying.
Yeah. I'm like normal. I'm like full normal. Just like perfect person. don't need fixing or there's nothing.
Lena, how deep into it did you kind of get though?
I did like the kids course and I went to the ashram a couple times with my mum. So there are some books that like little notebooks in, you know, the treasure trove of my childhood that if you looked at them, you'd be like, oh no. But then you're like, you meet me and you're like, she's the best person I've ever met.
I'm going to take your lead and laugh along with you on this. It sounds like a totally harmless, hilarious anecdote.
It legitimately is pretty harmless. It's just like little things of like little life lessons of, you know, be in the present moment and be yourself, even though you're getting all your advice from a guru. Yeah.
And give all your money to everyone above you in the pyramid.
Yeah. I mean, I ended up doing improv in my 20s, and I think that was more damaging. That was a more damaging cult. So,
all right, next question. Whose 16th birthday was slightly ruined when a friend drunkenly vomited in their dad's car?
Tim?
Yes, Tim. It was Emma. Yes, point there for Tim.
Is that true?
No, sorry. It wasn't. It was Lena. Sorry.
Honestly, I don't remember that.
Sorry.
God damn it. Josh, you've fallen into
this. That's all I can say. Wow.
I was so shocked because I was like, oh my God, Emma, that's amazing. It was both our 16th birthdays and both our dad's cars. Like, that's such an incredible.
It's like, I didn't start drinking till I was 18, so I was very confused there for a second.
No.
It's like, what do you know about me that I don't?
Rapscallion. It was a costume party, and there was, I distinctly remember a kid dressed as Jesus, like like puking in the front.
A false
lawn.
Idol for you, surely.
Yeah. I was like, who are you? I don't know anything about religion. Only my own. This one kid turned up with a bottle of apple flavored vodka, and we were like, ooh, I think you're supposed to mix that. And he said, no, it's flavored. And then most of the, wrong. Yeah, and like so many, because everyone was like sneaking it. And so that it was like my sisters were running around. Everyone puked. Like it was like a domino effect. It was, yeah. Why does it sound like my upbringing was sad in the last like 5 minutes? I don't know.
There's a couple of stories you can tell. There's something about the kids club and the friendly cult I was part of. That's a
and
slight
then
red
everybody
flag.
Everybody sharing one drink and vomiting as well. That's that sounds cool to me too.
Yeah.
All right. Next question: whose grade two teacher kidnapped his own kids and took them to Qatar?
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
Is that Emma?
That is Emma. Yes. Point there for Alexi.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yes, Emma. Emma's sad too. Women.
Oh, it didn't involve me. I was fine. I went to an international school in a city in Indonesia called Bandung, and it attracted some like very odd people, like some real, like you meet some real strange people. And my social studies teacher had an affair with the year two teacher. And then kidnapped his own kids, said he was taking the kids on holiday to his wife, to Bali, and then took them to Qatar and got a job in Qatar. And then they started, like, the whole school knew about it because they made very public Facebook pages, like the wife and the husband, and hers was like, help me find my kids. And his was like, look how much these kids are having fun in Qatar. And he posts like videos of them, like saying how much they love Qatar. And she would like post like, the Interpol site for like these missing children. It was crazy.
Wow, holy shit.
But he gave me full marks on my terrorism assignment on the Berlin Olympics. God. So
it's like a fucking Harrison Ford movie or some shit.
Yeah.
Do you know who should play the teacher? Kiefer Sullivan.
He actually will crush.
Wouldn't know if he'd suit the role. Don't know what he looks like.
If you could get him to dry out for a tech, I reckon he'd be great. It's like, is Qatar one of those places that doesn't have an extradition? Like, if you can get to Qatar, I don't know why he went there.
Qatar is a country where men's rights are quite higher than the women's rights.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, thank God we've still got one sensible place on earth. Am I right, fellas?
And he also was an international school teacher, so it like was made sense that they went to another international school.
All right.
It all makes sense. Oh, thing done.
Next question.
We didn't think you were lying. We didn't think you made it up. Don't worry.
Yeah, there's not a lying around. Next question. Who here ended a politician's career simply by asking them for their position on incest?
Lena.
Yes, Lena.
Was that Tim?
It was Tim. Yes, put there for Lena.
That's awesome.
Walk on, Tim.
Real quick off the mark, Lena.
I just felt it from the way you've been processing all the other stuff. Just felt like a real Tim move.
Could he not? And could he not answer
it? You're passionate about incest as well, Tim, right?
Really thought you were going to end the sentence on politics. Both are highly embarrassing accusations to lob at a person. But he was. There's a party called ACT in New Zealand, which is like the Libertarian Party, which at the moment is like really popular, which is a slight concern. But historically, they've done very poorly in the polls, and this was at a time where they were just changing their leader like every year, and this new guy got on the block called Jamie White, who I think is a lawyer, no political experience, and I got an interview with him just for like my mate's blog. And my mate, Dave Cormack, was like, hey, you should ask him about incest because it's the libertarian issue that will fuck them up every time if they're like ideologically consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, should the state intervene in cases of consensual incest? And he said, I don't think it's the state's role. And then he got picked up by mainstream media and he got
amazing.
Fucked up and then quit.
Right.
That rocks, dude.
Yeah, that's great.
Let journalists know this. That is the question to ask at every press conference.
Absolutely. So look, have I pissed myself in the last week? Yes. But also, did I take down a political leader's career? Also yes.
Next question. Who was in the car with their father and watched him get scammed into buying fake Versace jackets? Yes, Tim. It was Alexi, yes.
Yes, dead to rights, dead to rights. Yeah, my dad, we got scammed. We got scammed big time. I was like 6 years old and this guy got us to pull our car over and he starts asking my dad for directions to the airport, and he's so grateful that he's like, hey, come to the back of my car. I've got all these Versace jackets that you can buy, and I'll give you a huge discount. Smell the leather on this one, mate. Smell the leather on this one. My dad spends hundreds of dollars buying these two leather jackets, his and a hers, one for dad, one for mum. And then he brings them home. Mum's furious. She was so pissed off at this. But then they wore the jackets for years, and it was like, turned out okay in the end.
It rocks.
And then probably a few years later, like half a decade later, there was a TV show I saw called The Real Hustle, which is a documentary series where they show you con men and like their their things. And I saw this play out verbatim how I saw it happen in real life. And it's not real. They're not real leather jackets. They're all fake pleather, and they just have one real jacket that they show you, and they're like, sniff this, mate. Smell how good this shit
is. This is like a victimless crime. If someone gets a jacket and they're happy with it and wear it for 5 years and feel they got a discount, like, who's missing out?
Wasn't that happy? Mum yelled at him for like 5 hours. She was pissed off. Big PO.
I think the real victim in this situation is Gianni Versace not getting that commission.
Absolutely.
I really wanted little six-year-old Alexi having one. That's what I wanted the story to be. Like, you just rocking with a little leather jacket.
I actually did inherit it. I did wear it for years because I became a leather jacket guy in like my late teens, early 20s. I had 3 leather jackets to my name, and this was my first one. But it wasn't real leather. Like, when I moved out of home a few years ago, it had like melted because I hadn't worn it for a few years. It just like melted sitting in the cupboard.
What?
It just was like plastic or some shit. It had warped, the color had changed.
Oh, man.
I want to get scammed into buying a jacket that melts.
sounds
cool.
And our final question for the game: who once stayed in an Airbnb where the host told them she loved it when her dog humps her leg because it means the dog loves her?
Lena.
Yes, Lena.
It sounds like an Emma story.
It is an Emma story.
Yeah. It was in Queenstown, New Zealand.
What's that?
This lady, she was one of the nicest women I've ever met in my life. It was like her dog came out to greet us and he was very cute. And she was like, oh, watch him. He's got a temper. And then she was talking about how she faked having a disability so that she could take him on planes with her. And she's like, but I know he loves me because every night he humps my leg. And it means he loves me.
Well, Emma, how else do you know? Please tell me. How else are you supposed to know? Come on.
No, written consent, I'm not sure.
What kind of dog is this?
It was like, it kind of looked like
a sexy one.
Yeah, I reckon it was like a retriever, like border collie.
Oh,
it was big.
It needs to be a small dog. Yeah. For this story to be anywhere near acceptable, it needs to be a tiny little dog.
No,
like
King.
A yappy thing.
Nah, not for my gal. Only the best for her.
It's some behemoth about to take her out.
Yeah, it's only okay if you can sort of peel them off easily.
Yeah, she was so lovely though. She's so nice.
Tim, I got a follow-up question for these politicians for you, mate. What do they think about this stuff?
And says we can cross that off, but what say you for state intervention on bestiality if both parties are happy?
Oh, so good. At the end of the game, the scores are Alexi, 3 points.
Wow.
Tim, you're on 4 points. Emma, you're on 5 points. Our winner on 9 points. First time is Lena Moon, everyone.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well done, Lena Moon.
It's really hard to know me.
You deserve it after all the childhood trauma you've been through.
Okay, thank you. I deserve a win. You're right. After all the carpets I've ruined.
Now, Lena, could you win? You can plug whatever you want to plug first.
Oh, that is actually a relief. I filmed a comedy thing. A live stream with my comedy partner Annie Lumsden.
It was very funny. I was there. It was
Emma
very,
was
very
in the
good.
Audience. It's called This Is Our Show, and it's on the stupid old SOS Presents page for on demand. You can watch on demand at the moment. Please go enjoy that and watch me on Twitch because I love attention.
Brilliant, Emma. Where can people find you?
I'm online. I'm on Instagram. I'm Emma Holland, but there's a little dot after the A because someone took the Emma Holland name. And I'll be in Sydney in a few weeks to do the premiere, I guess, of my new hour. It's called Dreamer in the Mist. And I got the title from a title generator.
That's how Childish Gambino got his name.
Yeah, oh, I know. Just two kings at the top of their game.
Tim, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter, Tim_Batt, B-A-T-T, and I think that I'm about to put on, oh God, I'll try and do the quickest version of this possible. I've got a podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time, and we're about to put these episodes that were Patreon-only exclusives on called Killionaire, which is a series where Guy Montgomery and I are plotting how to get probably Jeff Bezos to $1 trillion and then murder him. So it's kind of part Shark Tank, part assassination plotting. So that's The Worst Idea of All Time. Also, Lena, what's your handle on Twitch?
It's Lena Moon _ at the moment. So. Yeah.
Cool.
I can help with the Bezos money.
We're going to get you in on it.
And Alexi, where can people find you?
You can listen to my podcast Total Reboot with Cameron James. We talk about freaking movies. We're doing a mini series about Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore romantic comedies, and Tim Batt is going to be on the next episode.
Nice. Excellent. Hey, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, I'm doing a fundraiser for Stupid Old Studios, a telethon, if it's tonight on the Thursday, starting, I think, at like 6 o'clock. A whole bunch of people who have been on the show are going to be on there. Ben Russell, Reese Nicholson, Auntie Donna are doing stuff. I'm doing a little quick round of this with the people who are going to be there. So go to Stupid Old Studios, go to their website. You'll find the links for that. And because we're moving studios. So that'll be good and expensive. Hey, thanks everyone for doing this. It's been a blast. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.